And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you right around the country, wherever you're joining us here for the next 60 minutes. This is the House of Wellness. Lovely to be with you. It is Ed Phillips, flanked by healthy chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen this morning. Hello, ZBP.
Morning on this beautiful day.
It's a good Sunday, isn't it, to be up early and focusing on your own health. Gerald Quigley joins us as well, our favourite medical herbalist and pharmacist.
It's a hard word to say. Yes, Farmer's Day. Good morning, Ed, and good morning, Zoe. Terrific to see you both.
We have thrown the phones open, 131-873. So wherever you're listening to us, via Melbourne's 3AW, 2GB Sydney, 4BC in Brisbane, perhaps in Adelaide, 5AA, or joining us across in the west on 6PR in Perth, it is the one number, 131-873. Any queries about some health issues you might have, maybe confused about something that you're been prescribed for a doctor, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about that. Perhaps it's a nutrition question. Indeed, we're going to focus on this fabulous new diet and health trend called intermittent fasting today. Some say it can help you lose weight, improve your blood sugar levels, help you with your metabolism, slow aging down.
We all want that.
Yes, you need that, Ed, don't you?
Please, just stop it if that's possible. We'll chat with dietitian and nutritionist Jamie Rose Chambers first up. She's the author of a terrific new book called 16-8, Intermittent Fasting. We'll find out a little bit more about that as well. Also, we're here to give away a $100 gift voucher. One of our lucky callers going to wear today will have a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store as well. And we'll take a look at something in the A to Z of items, one of the BioGlan range today.
And it depends on your pronunciation. So Triphala or Triphala, T-R-I-P-H-A-L-E. It's fascinating stuff, Ed and Zoe, because it's an Ayurvedic Indian medicine base. Now, Ayurveda's been around for about 3,000 years, and they work on the principle of body balance, doshas, they call them.
Okay.
And it's all about keeping things in body balance, and it's been a principle of Ayurvedic herbology for as long as we can remember. So we'll touch on that later on. It's essentially something you can add to your food.
Alrighty. Now, something nutritious and delicious from you, Zoe.
Well, I'm going to do a lovely stew, and although it's quite a warming dish,
This
is a dish that you can also have cold as well. So it's a little bit different. Tomato, chickpeas, but it's got walnuts in it. So the walnuts obviously have these beautiful ALAs, those rich, gorgeous, delicious fats that you need to have in your diet.
Yeah.
But you've also got the benefit of protein, so it's nice and filling.
Delicious. We'll get in the kitchen and whip that one up as well. All right. Let's grab some of your calls. 131-873 is our number. Nancy's first up in Penrith. Morning to you, Nancy.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah.
Now, what's on your
mind? We help, Nancy.
Well, last week you had a lady with a question. Her husband had Parkinson's.
That's right.
Yes.
He was on Sinemet, but the Sinemet was no longer working.
Yes.
Now, I chewed over it all week as to whether I would ring in, because not everybody agrees with natural medicine. I've had Parkinson's for 10 years. I am on Sinemet. But the thing that I find helps immensely is acupuncture. Because the liver in Chinese medicine does affect Parkinson's. They also give me the needles for the tremors. And I find after 4 or 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, the tremors start getting worse. And I know I need to go back.
I think what it shows, Nancy, is that there's often no single solution. And their Sinemet and other medications, which have been around for a long, long, long time, can be life-changing. But with one of these neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, often little tweaks around the side, and every single person's an individual. And if you've found something that makes a difference to your quality of life, that is fantastic, because that's what it's all about. So along with good nutrition, as Zoe backs up all the time,
definitely.
And And if it's acupuncture, or it may be some massage, it may be some supplements of some sort, but everybody's different, and it's just wonderful that you have become empowered and have taken control.
Interesting too, Nancy, you said a lot of people sort of hesitant to try go down the path of natural therapies. I mean, acupuncture's been going for thousands of years, right?
Yes, it is. And the research behind acupuncture in all sorts of benefits, Ed, is now growing and growing and growing, and is generally accepted as beneficial, even in a lot of pain issues.
Nancy, we love that you took the time to call us. I know you mulled over it for the week, but we're very happy you rang in. Thanks so much for your contribution. 131-873 is our number. Let's go to Marie now in Malvern East in Melbourne. Hello.
Yes, hello, Gerald. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Pleasure, Marie.
I had vascular uritis, and about 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I had granulomatosis. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. And how are you feeling today, Marie?
I beg yours?
How are you feeling now with all those challenges?
I feel good. I've got a bit of lung damage, but I get these terrible pains in the legs at night time. Not so much. Of course, it's affected my walking. I'm pretty wobbly. But I can get around, and I'm well enough in myself. But these pains in legs are getting to me.
Nancy, do you take any medications to lower your cholesterol?
No.
No, you don't?
Look, I'm on CMAC, and I'm on 6 tablets a day, actually.
Yes. Okay, and how would you describe your legs, as in throbbing pain, just as dull sensation pain, Marie? What sort of pain is it?
It's a shooting pain, and it's it gets intense. And when I get up and stand on it, they go away.
Okay, and so it's when you're lying down?
Mostly, yes.
Okay, now look, there are two nutrients, Marie, that will make a difference. The first is called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. And we use this for that sort of nerve pain. You can get it lipoic, L-I-P, lip, and then O-I-C. And your local pharmacy will have a 400 milligram that you take twice a day. But I think if you just took it at night time with your dinner, Marie, and add to that some vitamin B12
in
sublingual form. So you get the B12 that just dissolve in your mouth. And those two things will interact with that nerve pain you've got. And I'd love to know in a couple of weeks how you're getting on.
I'll let you know, Gerald. Thank you very much.
Just awful, isn't it? Isn't it? Sorry, just leg pain.
I mean, obviously, you awake. What she's needing is big anti-inflammatories and foods that have all those phytonutrients. I mean, we talk a lot about berries, their antioxidant properties, and they're so easy to incorporate into your diet. You can throw it in a smoothie, you can pop it in your breakfast, you can have them as a snack. When they're cheap, because obviously berries can sometimes be expensive, when they are cheap, you can freeze punnets of strawberries and blueberries and use it that way. But we always talk about, Gerald and I talk so much about the beautiful qualities of fish and all these lovely oily foods, nuts and seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, using extra virgin olive oil, hemp oil. They really do need to be highly showcased within your diet. So at least 1 to 2 servings a day of this food. It's just a great way nutritionally to support all the other good advice Gerald's giving.
Yeah, food is medicine, as we say each week. 131-873, Marie, thanks for your call. Felicity, let's come to you in Roeville. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Felicity. How can we help you?
Yes, Gerald, my grandson, 19 years old, he got a nerve pain from hip down to the right leg.
Why is that happening, Felicity? Has he been injured in some way? What's happening?
Oh, not really, but he's putting on weight. I think it's around 80 or 90 kilos.
And this nerve pain, well, it could be just pressure on his whole system because of that weight gain. Felicity, has he seen the doctor about the pain?
Yes, and he went for a CT scan last 2 days ago. He will find out the result tomorrow.
Okay.
What I don't want is taking a very high painkiller.
Well, let's wait and see. If you could ring us next week, or if you could get him or you, if you could send me an email through houseofwellness.com.au, once that consultation's happened tomorrow, that'll give us a bit of an idea of what the underlying problem is, Felicity. So rather than head off in a direction which may not be appropriate, let's wait and see what that assessment gives us. So houseofwellness.com.au, little ask tab at the top, or you're most welcome to call us back next week and tell us how he got on.
Just really simple things. I mean, the Mediterranean style of eating is good for health in general. So there are lots of research that look at it just from a weight loss perspective. So like Gerald said, it could be something a lot deeper that the, you know, the weight gain and the nerve pain is coming from. But even that approach, just incorporating these types of foods, lots of fruits and vegetables and legumes, pulses, small amount of red meat, a big focus on your seafood in your diet, limited alcohol. Don't forget lots of water in there as well, and all these beautiful good fats. It's a winner for anybody to eat that type of way.
It's a delicious prescription.
It's delicious.
It's fantastic.
And it's not hard to do, and it's not costly.
No, you know,
I was reading a thing this week, Zoe, where they assess the cost of fast food and what we would call healthy food, and there's practically no difference.
So it's far greater, and also it's not just from a health perspective, it's the carbon footprint as well when we look at the packaging. I mean, with a lot of the sway towards a lot of takeaway foods and food delivery services, I do get really concerned when we look at the amount of packaging. So that's why it is cheaper. You learn a lot when you actually get involved with the food that you're eating. You cook. It doesn't have to be every week. I mean, I've just kind of gone into the world of lunch boxes for my daughter because she's at school. Posted a couple of things to try and get other people's ideas. But what I worked out about that alone, to give her lots of variety, the only way I could do this is to prepare something on Sunday that she can eat for her main type of meal because it's a time saver and it's a cost saver as well.
Sure. And it keeps the farmers in work too.
Yeah.
And the growers. Yeah.
By the way, buy 7 more lunch boxes because kids just lose them.
Oh, I've worked that one out.
Yeah.
And I've actually worked out also kids find it hard to open lunch boxes.
Really?
She's only little. You're little fingers.
Oh, my goodness me. Let's take a little break. We're going to have a look at intermittent fasting. It is one of the world's hottest new diet and health trends. And we're going to expert Jamie Rose Chambers right after this on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
Also, you should get into Chemist Warehouse this week for big savings on vitamins. Now, right now, the entire Go Healthy vitamin range is half price. That's right, the entire Go Healthy range is half price, which includes Go Probiotics, Go Glucosamine, Go Magnesium, Go Oyster Plus Zinc, Go Calcium, there's the Go Turmeric, Go Cherry Sleep, and also the Go Coenzyme Q10. Better hurry though, the offer ends on Feb 21. Go Be You with Go Healthy, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the labels and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be with you right across the country this morning. It's Ed Phillips, joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen today, taking your calls, 131-873. And right now, having a look at intermittent fasting. It really is one of the world's hottest health and fitness trends at the moment. People are using it to lose weight, improve their health, and also simplify their lifestyles. How? Well, studies show it can lower your cholesterol, can lower your blood pressure, it can help protect against heart disease, and improve your glucose control, and a stack of other benefits as well. To tell us a little bit more about intermittent fasting, we are joined by dietitian and nutritionist Jamie Rose Chambers, who's just released her fabulous new book. It's called 16-8 Intermittent Fasting. Let's find out all about it. Nice to be with you again, Jamie.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're a big fan of this. You won't find any anyone pushing back against this, but tell us about intermittent fasting. What is it, I guess, in simplest terms?
Sure. So intermittent fasting, there's a number of different methods of intermittent fasting. We're probably all very aware of the 5-2 that came out sort of several years ago. And since then, I think there's been a number of different methods that have been added to this. So intermittent fasting really is basically spending a period of time where you have no food or very little food, and then you have periods of time where you eat and you eat quite freely. So it's really that simple. I think the latest concept, which is sort of considered, I suppose, the easiest of the concepts or the methods, is called 16-8. So with the 16-8, you eat for 16, sorry, I beg your pardon, you eat for 8 hours of the day and you fast for 16 hours of the day.
Mm.
And of that fast, you spend most of the time sleeping, which is fantastic.
Perfect.
Yes, we can do that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, because obviously, I mean, I think fasting's necessary, a big break, obviously, to let the body digest effectively. But what are some of the really key things that happen within the body when we do fast?
Sure. So I think probably the thing that most people are most interested in and where a lot of the health weight benefits come from is allowing our body to have a break from constantly processing food and calories. Mm. And allowing our body to spend more time in that fasting mode and, I suppose, accessing our fat stores. And most people don't tend to do that. We might eat till late in the evening, we're back up early in the morning and either having a milky coffee or a big breakfast. And so most people are lucky to fast for 12 hours of the day, and of course that being overnight. And what really the 16-8 does is just extend that period of time and allows your body to have a bit of a rest. It also, of course, rests your digestive system mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, your gut gets a bit of a break. And so I get a lot of reports from my patients and people that do intermittent fasting who say very unusual kind of gut symptoms that they've been experiencing, bloating, you know, bowel habits, that type of mm-hmm. thing, all tend to improve when they do intermittent fasting.
So it's like if you finish eating at 7, what you wouldn't start eating till about 9. Is that kind of the time frame that would work for most people, or it doesn't really matter?
It really doesn't matter. So in the book, I've outlined sort of 3 major strategies that I find tend to work for people. The first is putting your eating window between about 8 a.m. So people who really like to have breakfast and mm-hmm. wake up first thing in the morning and eat, and they would then start fasting again from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the second method is starting sort of roughly around 10 o'clock in the morning. So people who wake up in the morning, they're not that hungry, and they tend to kind of force brekkie down a little bit. But about mid-morning, mid to late morning, they're starting to get a bit peckish. And so really what they're doing is pushing their breakfast to a little bit later, and then they're just simply having dinner a little bit earlier, which might be around 6 o'clock. Probably the most popular method, but maybe not the best from a health perspective, however, it's still going to be beneficial, is people breaking their fast at around midday. So really just holding off until they have lunch. And these are people who generally want to eat with their family at home or eat with their partners or be social at nighttime and be able to have a dinner meal a little bit later on. And they would then start fasting from about 8 p.m.
Okay.
Got Jamie, there's so much confusion in all of this, isn't there, that the exciting part about this is that if you do happen to do the wrong thing, it's very easy to get back on the horse again. And you can really just keep control of what you're doing. But are there any drawbacks at all to intermittent fasting?
Look, there's probably some people that shouldn't do intermittent fasting. There's a small percentage of people, for example, pregnant and breastfeeding women.
Sure.
The elderly, and obviously anyone who's not fully grown yet, so no, you know, anyone under 18.
No kids, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then anyone with any sort of major chronic diseases or on any heavy medications, particularly things like heart medications and history of diabetes, as well as, so basically really I just suggest to my patients that in that case they double check with their specialist and their doctors and make sure it's okay for them, as well as people who have got any history of eating disorders. Because what I love about intermittent fasting, particularly 16-8, is it's not diety. It's really you can eat what you want when you're eating, within reason, of course.
And I might chime in and second that, because I don't think I've ever done a diet in my decades on this planet, but I started trying this intermittent fasting back in about April last year. Knife and fork down, finished for the day by about 6:30. And I've always been one that loves to have food in the morning before I go training. So I stopped doing that. And I wouldn't have anything to eat till about 10 the next morning. So it became exactly 16 hours, didn't it, Jamie? So
Look,
I'm no blueprint for what happened, but I reckon since I was a teenager, every month to 6 weeks, I would have a really bad headache, sometimes even a fully blown migraine. And it would cripple me for a day, sometimes 36 hours. Not had one since.
Wow, that is impressive. Wood.
And I've tried so many different things to knock these headaches off. They would never shake. So I just feel it's like hormone levels maybe have balanced out in me, insulin response. And I don't find myself having little funny snacks in the afternoon that I crave.
How do you find with your training? Like, cause that was always a question. Like, because I'm someone who likes to get up and eat something before training, because I don't want my body to go into a sense of fasting or my blood sugar levels or blood pressure to drop.
Would I be right, Jamie, saying that it helps you metabolize the stored fat that you've got? You've leveled
That's
out
true.
Your sort of hormone levels and insulin levels?
It is true. However, what people experience in terms of timings of training and food is very personal, I tend to find. So some people, and even research shows that, because a lot of athletes tend to do this too, because really accessing those fat stores as fuel tends to work beautifully for a lot of people. They tend to have more stamina when they train. I think the hardest thing is, I think a lot of people can train in a fasting mode and do quite well. I think it's the then fasting for several hours after that. Because a lot of people feel really ravenous afterwards. And that's often the hardest thing people find is, say, they train at 6 or 7 in the morning and they're not eating till 10 or 10 a.m. or midday. That period of time is often the hardest. And so then I usually suggest either bringing that fasting window down a little bit if they can. But I must say, most people tend to adapt very well to it.
Oh, I tell you, I was ravenous for the first 3 weeks, hating my life. And then I just got used to it. And it's absolutely fine. I don't give it a second thought.
That's a really common thing that I hear in many cases. I usually say to my patients, 3 days to 3 weeks it takes.
Right.
And our bodies tend to adapt really well to it. So I would say, you know, hang in there. Obviously, if it's really affecting your functioning, that's not a good thing. Sure. But, yeah, in many cases, people adapt very well to it.
Zoe, more happiness receptors in your gut than in your brain.
I've heard that. I do know.
Where do we get your book, Jamie? Where do we get your book?
It's available in all good bookstores. It's online and it's in all your good department stores too.
It is called 16-8. Thank you so much. 16-8 with a colon in the middle, which I think is quite ironic. 16-8 intermittent fasting, Jamie Rose Chambers. And you said little Bubba number 2 on the way, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. So no fasting for my
That's for you.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Jamie. Great book, by the way.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
Let's take a little break. More to come here on the House of Wellness after this.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
Well, for many people, bedtime consists of just lying there, overthinking and worrying when we should be sleeping. All of tomorrow's errands are on your mind, the chores, the issues that we need to rush and cram and jam into the day. Take a breath and say ashwagandha. The ancient herb has been traditionally used to soothe away stress and worry. Bioglan ashwagandha may help relieve stress, mild anxiety and nervous tension. So speak to your healthcare professional and take a look at ashwagandha. You may just discover the Bioglan difference. Bioglan ashwagandha, available now at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here to take your calls. 131 873. One of our callers, by the way, will walk away with a nice $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. We're going off to Springwood right now. Faye is standing by. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Faye. How can we help?
I've been recently diagnosed, or my doctor thinks I might have, restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
Because I get overnight this sort of like pulsating lower legs up to about my knee.
Yeah, so annoying.
In the back of my leg, yes. But so what she's given me is just to try a really, really low dose of Cifprol. But I Googled it up. I probably shouldn't do that.
I think Google gives you information, Faye. No, you go straight ahead. And you'll find, and you would have read, it's actually a medication that we use for Parkinson's.
Yes, yes.
Because
she told me that as well.
Yes.
My doctor told me that. But she said this could be like a little trial. I got a bit nervous when I read about the drug online, and I haven't actually taken it. And I don't know that I want to.
No. The difficulty is, Faye, that we don't really have an effective prescription-type medication for restless legs. And sometimes Cifrol does work. But look, here's another option for you to consider.
Yes.
When we restore iron and folate levels, and sometimes magnesium helps, but it's not a muscular thing. It's actually a nerve thing. That's why Cifrol's used.
Yes.
So if you take folic acid 5 milligram, not the 0.5, but 5 milligram. Just once a day. And you take iron, but take it in a liquid form. And there is a couple of formulations that are a vegetable-based because iron can upset your tummy sometimes. So you take iron and follow the instructions on the label for that. And start adding turmeric to your cooking. That's a general anti-inflammatory. But the two important things are folate and iron. And for a long, long, long time, I've had mountains of amazing results with dramatic improvements in restless legs, just restoring iron and folate levels.
Mm, it's a really simple approach as well. And just it's also to do whether or not we're absorbing. Sometimes we can look at things like leaky gut syndrome, which is perforation through the gut lining. And when we look at sort of one of the key deficiencies, it's iron deficiency because we're actually losing a level of iron. So not to say that obviously this is directly linked, but gut health is so important. It's really making sure that you've got a good supportive gut, so L-glutamine, a little bit of good probiotics. But if you're wanting your iron-rich foods, obviously your obvious ones like red meat, liver and spinach, but then you've got dried fruit, seafood. But what we also need, there's a cofactor, so vitamin C, as we know, helps to absorb it. So try something like when you have your steak, have a little bit of capsicum, you know, have a little bit of maybe char-grilled capsicum, or when you're having some berries, maybe have a little bit of some, if you're having your cereal, have with a bit of fortified iron in it, have some berries in there as well, mm-hmm. just to help really make sure you're getting the best out of the absorption of that iron as well.
Gut health so important. Why don't we spoil our gut right now with something absolutely nutritious and delicious? You highlighted a stew at the top of the show. We're going to do a stew.
Yeah, so obviously stew is more of a wintry type food, but this is the kind of food that you can actually have at room temperature. So it's a tomato, walnut and chickpea stew. So it's just literally onion, garlic, paprika, cumin, bit of chili, some cinnamon, beautiful tomatoes in there, chickpeas, passata, lots of lovely almonds, of which we've finely chopped some basil. And you more or less just pop that all into a pan. Obviously, you saute the onions first.
Okay.
But what I do is I make this in a bulk amount. I actually do give it to Emily, not at school, unfortunately, because obviously we can't have the nuts.
Oh, right.
But then what I'll do is I'll make a nut choss out of it. And I do little things. I'll make a little bowl. I'll put a bit of yogurt or guacamole on it. So you really can be quite versatile with a dish like this. And when the winter months do come in, or you want something a little bit more comforting, maybe at nighttime, then having that as a warmer dish is delicious.
Oh, yes. Gosh, after the heatwave conditions across the country over the last couple of weeks, kind of hanging out a little bit for a chilly night, just for once, for a novelty. I know we raced through that. If you want to have a look at our website and get that beautiful recipe again, just go to houseofwellness.com.au, and there's a whole bunch of tabs up the top. There's the TV show, the radio show. You can ask Gerald any questions you like and follow up on some of those delicious and nutritious suggestions from Zoe. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
By the way, you can also get into Chemist Warehouse this week for huge savings on vitamins. Right now, the entire Go Healthy vitamin range is half price. That's right, the entire Go Healthy range is half price. Now, that includes Go Probiotics, Go Glucosamine, Go Magnesium, the Go Oyster Plus Zinc, Go Calcium, Go Turmeric, Go Cherry Sleep, and the all-important Go Coenzyme Q10, all half price. Better hurry, though. The offer ends Feb 21. Go and be you with Go Healthy, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Zoe Bingley-Pullen is here along with pharmacist Gerald Quigley and me, Ed Phillips. We're here to take your calls, 131-873. Why don't we come to Sue next up in North Melbourne. Hello to you, Sue.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are you?
We're well, Sue.
That's good. Just like your thoughts, please, on the shingles vaccination. My elderly mother contracted that a number of years ago and still today suffers quite severe pain. Anyway, and she's insistent that I get the vaccination. I'm 64. And a medical practitioner said that, well, maybe you don't really need it till you're 70. So is it good to get it earlier or not? Or what's your thoughts, please?
So the figure of 70 is there because under the Australian vaccination system, you've got to be 70 years before it's available at no charge. So if you're 69 years and 11 months, it costs you money. And if it's your 70, it's free. So that's probably why that reference is there. This is the sort of thing you chat to your doctor, your own doctor, about. Shingles is a dreadful, painful, long-lasting, most annoying, but it's an immune-related thing. And I think the secret is you try as we, and it's the message of our show and always has been, you try and stay as well as you can, plenty of sleep, reduce stress, look after yourself, because invariably a person finds they suffer shingles when they're under enormous stress. Something happens, that may be an illness, it may be some other emotional upset, and then the shingles virus becomes reactivated from your spinal fluid because it's been sitting there since you had chicken pox as a child. So look, see how you go. Have a chat to your doctor. There's probably no benefit getting it earlier, Sue, because the experts seem to think it's about 70 where the risk increases. So don't stress. Obviously, was it your mum that you said?
Yes.
And look, if you drop me, I've got a few thoughts. If you drop me a note through houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an Ask tab, there's a couple of tonics that I find really hastens recovery and gets people back on track. So drop me a note and I'll respond to you today.
And I think obviously the key thing is exactly like Gerald said, it's immune and stress. So we're really trying to actually combat that by giving our body as much support. And we know that all the B complex, you know, your B6s, part of serotonin, your B12s, how important they actually are. But also when your immune system is being slightly compromised, we look at zinc and zinc deficiency. And we spoke about doing what's called a zinc tally test, which is just the liquid zinc, swishing it around your mouth. And if it tastes revolting, it indicates that your zinc levels are okay. But there's no harm in actually incorporating rich food, you know, zinc-rich foods into the diet. We know that meat and shellfish are good. But, you know, nuts and seeds, they're so important. Good quality dairy products. I mean, I tend to go more of an organic type dairy product and I just have less because obviously they are more expensive. Lots of good quality whole grains. If gluten's an issue, if those high allergen foods are an issue, then things like your quinoa, even freca, which is an unhybridized version of wheat, is a really good alternative as well. But of luck.
Some great options there. Trish, let's come to you this morning in South Yarra. Hello.
Oh, good morning, Gerald.
Hello, Trish.
And Joey and Marcus. Thank you for
taking
my call.
Marcus?
My problem is that I'm having severe hair loss. Now, I know that we go through these periods of time when, you know, hair, you lose your hair, but this seems to be excessive at the moment. I'm just wondering what I can do. Is there any supplement or should I see somebody about it?
Look, seeing someone if you're really concerned, Trish, is not a bad idea. But what that will do is perhaps identify the underlying issue. But there's certainly a lot of things that you can do to make a difference. The mineral of choice, Trish, is silica. Now, it comes in all sorts of forms, but the best absorbed form is in a liquid gel form. It's a one dose a day. It's available everywhere, pharmacies, health food stores. And liquid gel, one dose a day, and what it does is really make the hair shaft stronger. You also need some iron and you also need zinc, but the main one is silica. So you could take a multi-mineral tablet, even a multivitamin and mineral, but the extra silica is fundamental. And also have a chat to your hairdresser about what products are being used on your hair, because that can affect the brittle structure of your hair too.
Look, I had a massive mole in winter and I put that down to being normal.
Yes.
But I could just run my hand through my hair and it's coming out.
And it is also a stress related thing, Trish. And you can have the stress and 3 and 4 and 5 months later have this hair loss that becomes apparent and you forget about the stressful event that had happened. Hair is a magnificent reflection of your general health. Really is. So silica, multivitamin mineral. And just be careful about the products you put on your hair.
So your silica-rich foods are oats, cucumber, rice, wheat, onions, flax seeds, avocados. I mean, they all contain silica. But exactly like Gerald said, it is looking at that bigger picture and just saying, okay, well, there's low levels of zinc, like we spoke with the last caller. You know, zinc is really important and we can find it in our meat and seafood and nuts and seeds are so important. And just supporting the body with the things that actually do, you know, affect stress. So it can just be there are underlying issues like allergens coming in there that are causing inflammation and stress on the body, and it's a cumulative element as well. So it might be that you're dealing with lots of little things. There's no one pinpointed thing. So it's making sure you kind of look at that, be that detective, even keeping a food diary and having a little look at your life and seeing what are the contributing factors. Do you need to change the type of exercise you're doing to less stressful, more sort of supportive type exercises as well?
All right, real quick one. Let's go to Joe in Penrith. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thank you very much for talking.
Morning.
Pleasure, Joe. How can we help?
I did a blood test and my diabetes was under 6. And now I did a second one just to look it up, and it's gone up to 6.5, which is not bad, not good. But how can I bring that back under 6? Anything you can do?
Yes, there are lots of things, Joe. Going for a walk every day is a help. There are two specific things that will make a difference to you. One is aged garlic extract that you can buy in capsule form. There's a high-potency form available that you take twice a day. And the other is a Nordic oat cereal. It's called Beta Glucan, which is the oat part, and that has the clinical evidence to show it will lower your blood sugar. And you have that for breakfast every day. A brilliant combination, Joe.
All right, great offers, offerings there, Joe. Thank you for your call. 131873 is our number. We've got the A to Z of vitamins on the other side of this. It is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
Every Sunday morning right around the country, it's a pleasure to bring you the House of Wellness into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. You can listen online as well via the website houseofwellness.com.au. A to Z of vitamins time. Gerald, what are we looking at today?
We're looking at Triphala, Ed, or Triphala. So this is called a polyherb, a mixture of three Indian or Ayurvedic herbs, which, as I said right at the, when we started chatting this morning, it rebalances your doshas, your body systems. Right. Now, this formulation has been around for about 1,000 years, so it's one of the longest used combinations for gut health and therefore immune health as well. It's actually a brilliant way to re-establish your ability to digest food.
Okay.
And it's the doshas. And it, if you want to do a bit of reading on Google about Ayurvedic herbology, the system is absolutely mind-boggling with what you can do, and it's becoming quite popular in Australia. So Triphala or Triphala, depends. It's a funny spelling, one of those PHs that cause confusion, but available now.
And good luck on the Google with spelling Ayurvedic herbology. It's a tough one. Google's often quite sympathetic with my typos. So,
oh, good, yeah, mine okay. too. Mine too.
The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by BioGlen this week here on the House of Wellness. All right, all our fabulous callers have made themselves eligible for the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to go and spend at any store around the country. Who do
this
we like?
This morning, Ed and Zoe, we're giving that to Nancy from Penrith, who was our first caller. A very brave call, who mulled over Parkinson's and what other decisions could be made to give a quality of life improvement. So, Nancy, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. And don't forget, everybody, this week is the pull-out, the lift-out of the House of Wellness magazine in News Limited papers.
Fantastic. And look, I remember that. She was the first call, wasn't she? And she was saying a lot of people are hesitant about natural remedies, natural therapies and so on. And she mentioned acupuncture, in her case, had been quite beneficial. Yeah. I mean, it's been going for thousands of years and has amazing results for so many conditions, doesn't it?
And we don't it's energy channels, and a lot of people are quite cynical about it. But if for a system of medicine to last for as long as it has, something's got to be working. Mm.
I have a wonderful chiropractor, and he's Chinese. He trained as a doctor in China first up, then came out and retrained as a chiro. But as part of medicine in China, they do acupuncture as well.
So I did a lot through my IVF process. It was at least once or twice a week I was doing it, mainly because I was going insane. But anyway, but it really did help.
All ways to lead to better health, and we'll give you another healthy tune-up again same time next week right around the country. Thanks for your company. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Gerald.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Zoe. Have a wonderful week. Great to see you.
Thank you, boys. Have a great weekend, and see you later, everybody.
We will chat to you same time next week. Don't forget the website, houseofwellness.com.au.